Chapter 22. Rouge. Aspen had been unconscious for over 2 game days, and everyone was panicking. Sarave only left his side to attend to things that required the queen, Silas slept on his chest, and Manuela sat in a chair by his bed, holding his hand, all but comatose herself. Cor even spent all day pacing around the tower, to the point that he was wearing a path into the dirt, while 2 unicorns, a gaggle of half-grown ducklings, and about 100 little kids made a game of dashing in and out between his hooves. Meanwhile, Zoe was at school. Not just at school, but forced to sit and work with Myrna and Jace on their project for humanities. Not that it was a problem hanging out with Jace, but things with Myrna were still super awkward, and plus, Zoe couldn't check her messages to see if Aspen was awake yet. Zoe tapped impatiently at her tablet. Okay. So we decided to focus on American protest music, and we've got about 100 songs, so that should be plenty to do an awesome video collage. Myrna flipped through images on her own screen, looking rebellious. I still think we should have done footwear and war. Shoes are way more interesting than sad music. Zoe suppressed a smirk. She had fully expected this, since Myrna brought it up every time they talked, ever since Jace and Zoe outvoted her when deciding a topic. She pulled up a file on her screen and turned it to face Myrna. If we're talking about footwear, we also have to talk about what inspired that footwear. Frostbite, blisters, gangrene, trench foot, rampant fungal infections. By the time Zoe hit the third image, Myrna was looking a little green, and by the time the fungal pics went by, the other girl actually had her hand over her mouth. Myrna held up her hand to keep Zoe from going any further. Okay, okay, she choked out. Whatever. Let's do music. Jace grinned at Zoe, and then his eyes were pulled back to a corner of the room behind Myrna, as if by a magnet. Not for the first time, Zoe followed his gaze, and found herself looking at a small group of kids in the back. There were 4 of them, and they were the only Asian students in the class. Less than 3% of the population of their central U.S. city was of Asian descent, so those kids were pretty insular. Zoe didn't even know any of their names, and she was pretty sure Jace didn't either. She kicked his leg under the desk, and Jace grimaced, jerking his eyes back to her and rubbing his leg exaggeratedly. What? He grumbled. Stop staring. They're going to notice. At that, Myrna, who had been entirely unaware of Jace's fascination until that moment, spun around and blatantly gawked at the other group. One of the boys did notice this time, and glared back at Myrna before scowling at Zoe and Jace too. All 4 members of the group turned their backs toward Zoe's group. Jace flushed and ran his fingers through his hair. Well, now they've definitely caught on. She's going to think I'm weird. Zoe tried to sneak another peek at the girl, before turning back to Jace. I thought you were into fluff? He looked down, blue eyes conflicted behind the heavy lenses of his glasses. I don't know, but he bit his cheek. She looks like fluff, he whispered finally. Zoe started to scoff but paused thoughtfully. It was a stretch, but they had met Fluff through Doom, and Doom still knew a lot of people back here. The way Veritas algorithms worked, it tried to put you near people you might know in real life. If Fluff was the friend or relative of one of Doom's old friends who she still talked to in-game, Veritas might just be smart enough to put them together. Or maybe some friend had introduced the girl to Doom, which led to Fluff joining Doom's guild. It was definitely a stretch, but the more Zoe learned about Vo and Bridget's amazing skills, the more she realized that nothing was impossible. Instead of blowing Jace off, Zoe turned the side camera on her screen toward the group and pulled up the video app. Focusing on the 4 students, she waited until one of the 2 girls turned enough to give her a good image of her profile. She freeze-framed the image, then zoomed and cropped before looking at it dubiously. Jace peered at the screen to see what she was doing, then rolled his eyes and took out his own screen. I already did that, he mumbled. Besides, she's the other one. Feeling like some kind of G-rated voyeur, Zoe extended her screen, waiting expectantly until Jace somewhat reluctantly tapped it to send her the file. When Zoe looked at it, she understood why he'd hesitated. Jace had zoomed, cropped, filtered, sparkled, adjusted, and stickered the image until it was barely recognizable as the small, bespectacled girl sitting quietly with her friends. It did, however, look startlingly similar to Fluff. Zoe felt really uncomfortable asking, but she said, "Maybe they just look similar because they're both Asian?" "Filipino," Jace said with certainty, "and no." Myrna leaned forward to look at the picture. "What are you guys talking about? Who's that?" Jace's mouth tightened, and Zoe knew he was about to say something about how Myrna wasn't actually their friend, and it wasn't any of her business. Which it wasn't, but Zoe didn't want to burn a bridge that might lead to more information about what the bad guys were up to. Plus, Myrna was just starting to act like a decent human being, and they had nothing to gain by shutting her down. Zoe laid a hand on Jace's arm and shook her head at Myrna. No, she just looks kind of like this girl we play with in Veritas Online, but she's super careful and doesn't give out her IRL info, so, she shrugged. Myrna's eyes lit up. Ooh. A mystery. I love mysteries. I've read the entire Nancy Drew series. What did you say her name is? Zoe started to have a bad feeling. Fluff, but... Myrna turned around, looked straight at the group behind them, and said loudly, "Hey, Fluff!" All four of the Asian kids looked up, but the shorter girl looked absolutely shocked. Her eyes were huge, and then her whole face turned bright red. She turned back to her screen, but it was too late. Jace and Zoe looked at each other, amazed, while Myrna practically glowed with pride, completely ignoring Mr. Sanchez's glare. "Oh my gosh," Zoe whispered. "She really is Fluff." When class was over, Jace tried to chase Fluff down, but she was closer to the door than they were, and she slipped out while Jace was still trying to maneuver his much taller self through the crowd of chattering kids. Myrna offered to help him, but Jace just gave her a furious glare and stormed off, leaving Zoe tugging her braids and wondering what to do. Myrna looked hurt. "What's wrong with him? He should be thanking me." Zoe pulled on her backpack and grabbed her screen. "Fluff is a really, really private person. She's dating him in the game, but she doesn't want to meet him in person. She thought about Lily's story of how Phantom Hat had been stalking her for years. Sometimes real life and games just shouldn't mix, you know? She might dump him or stop playing if she realizes he's figured her out." Myrna shrugged. "Then he can date somebody else. It's just a game anyway, right? Annie's been married to this guy for over a year, and they hardly ever see each other, but she likes getting stuff during the Valentine's and White Day fests." Zoe stuffed her screen into her bag with unnecessary force. "It's not like that with Jace and Fluff. They really like each other, and this is Jace's first relationship." The taller girl paused in swinging her backpack over her shoulder. "Are you serious? I heard about that carved spoon he gave Mr. Hughes in 7th grade. Then there were the wooden shoes." Zoe stomped toward the door. "Would you date someone who had a reputation as a gay guy who likes to give people wooden shoes?" Myrna laughed. "Of course not." Zoe shot her a speaking glance and Myrna paused, biting her lip. "So, he seriously hasn't ever even been on a date?" Zoe sighed. "Never. He falls in love, gets rejected, tries something crazy to get them to change their mind, gets rejected again, and moves on. It's totally predictable, or at least it was until Fluff. She hasn't ever heard any of the crazy rumors about him, and she's a little," she hesitated, "different herself. And now you may have ruined it." Myrna's footsteps slowed, then stopped. The current of students parted around her as if she was a stone dropped into a river, but the girl just ignored them. "I'm sorry," Myrna said finally. "It's just... I was excited that I could do something. Without Annie and Livy, school is so boring." Zoe hesitated, then reached out and grabbed Myrna's wrist, pulling her into stumbling movement again. "You didn't know. Just don't do it again, okay? Look, I have to get to physics, but I'll talk to Jace at lunch and, oh my gosh, what am I saying? I'll let you know how it works out." Myrna instantly brightened. "Deal. You know, Zoe, you don't suck nearly as much as I thought you did." With that, she flipped her wavy brown hair and sashayed off down the hall, leaving Zoe staring after her, mouth agape. "Wow. You really do suck almost as much as I thought you did," Zoe thought. Then she shook her head and went to find out more about the fascinating reasons why oil and water don't mix. At lunch, Zoe headed out the front door so the school's wacky, sometimes you can use your screen and sometimes you can't, field wouldn't interfere with her. First, she tried messaging Jace, then she tried a private it, and finally she actually called him. The call instantly went to speech to text to forward him a message, which meant he either wasn't accepting calls at all, or he'd blocked Zoe specifically. "Okay, Zoe, no need to freak. Maybe he's in a classroom," she muttered to herself, turning from her spot on the school steps to go back inside. As she did, a chunk of rock slipped from beneath her foot, twisting her ankle and sending her stumbling off the step. Without thinking, she pushed off with the other foot, leaning into a one-handed back handspring, just like she would have done in game. Clutching her screen with her left hand, she did a twist in midair and landed lightly a few steps down, crouching to take the force from her landing. Around her, scattered applause sounded, and she looked up to see that a few other students who had been hanging out on the steps to talk or send messages were staring at her. One boy even had his screen up and was obviously recording her. She glared at him, feeling her face flush with heat. "Hey! You can't just record people without their permission." The boy shrugged. "What? That was awesome. I'm gonna get a million views when I stream this." He waved the screen at her cheerfully, and Zoe clenched her fists at her sides. This was not good. She wasn't even sure exactly why this was not good, but she just knew this was going to bite her in the butt somehow. Glaring, Zoe spun on her heel and jumped up the rest of the stairs, not even bothering to keep herself to one or two steps at a time. It was too late to try to act normal anyway, and she needed to find Jace. Jace always knew what to do. Okay, well, actually his ideas were usually terrible, but at least if she talked to him, she'd know what not to do. Like punch that kid straight in his smirking face. That was definitely a really bad idea, even though her fists were practically throbbing with the urge to do exactly that. Shaking her head, Zoe ran through the school, ducking and dodging between people as if they were holding still. There was only one place Jace could be, and if he wasn't there. A tear trickled down Zoe's face and fell, but by the time it reached the floor, she was nowhere in sight.